I'd like to invite the children who made their first communion to please come forward. And I want you to just kind of have a seat around the baptismal font here. Come on up. Now, did everybody make your first communion here yesterday? What was that like? Was it awesome? Yes.
It was great.
It was great. It was indeed great. Because yesterday, for the first time, all of you had the opportunity to receive Christ in the Eucharist. Receiving Christ in the Eucharist is the most important thing that we have going for us. It's the one thing that makes us different from all the rest of the world. This celebration of the Eucharist. It's so important that we recognize it as one of the sacraments of initiation. To this point, you have received two sacraments of initiation now. The first sacrament of initiation came when you were baptized. Each one of us was baptized. Baptism is one of those permanent forever sacraments. It's the sacrament we only receive one time because we only have to receive it one time. The grace of the Spirit that comes upon us in baptism is so powerful that we don't need to receive it again. In Eucharist, are you only going to receive that once? No. Yesterday you received it for the first time, but my hope and prayer for you and for all of us is that we have the opportunity constantly to receive Eucharist. Even though Eucharist is a forever thing, Eucharist is so important that Jesus told us time and time again, do this to remember me. So when we receive Eucharist, what we're really receiving is again the grace that comes from baptism, but also a renewal of that grace, a renewal of the Spirit of Christ within us. And that's why we actually consume the Eucharist. That's why Jesus gave of himself. In the sacrament of confirmation, that is another forever sacrament. Confirmation is a sacrament we only receive one time. You are in the process of preparing for confirmation now. As you grow a little older, what's going to be asked of you is for you to confirm the decision that your parents made in bringing you to the church to receive baptism for the first time. And in order for you to be prepared to confirm that decision, it's very important for us to learn to hear the shepherd's voice. That can be a challenge in today's world because, like Jesus said in today's gospel, he warned us that those who jump over the fence and don't enter through the gate, those who fool us into thinking that they're righteous, even though they don't understand who Jesus is, can be a little challenging. And so for us, we come here to be fed in the Eucharist. But in order to be fed in the Eucharist, before that happens, we have to listen to the Word. And that's because of the mystery of who Jesus is. See, Jesus, we believe, is the Word. Jesus is the Word of God. And the Word of God spoken into flesh. So we recognize that Jesus became just like us. He walked the earth just like us. But Jesus became flesh in order to become food for us. And that's what we receive in this Eucharist. And so this morning, we gather to listen to the word, to listen to the promise that Jesus has in store for each one of us, to have life in abundance. And we come here to the table to receive that life in abundance, to be renewed in our baptismal promises, to be strengthened and encouraged by the presence of God in our hearts and in our lives. As you prepare to receive communion again today for the second time, we pray for you. We pray for you that you can continue to be strengthened by this wonderful, wonderful sacrament. We pray for you because we pray for ourselves. Each one of us is in need of the refreshment that comes in the Eucharist. Each one of us comes forward today to be strengthened in our baptismal promise. Each one of us, some of us, may have already confirmed ourselves in faith. Some of us may still be preparing for that. But let it be our prayer today that we can be encouraged and strengthened by this gift of grace that comes in the sacrament of baptism, that comes in the sacrament of the Eucharist, and that comes in the gift of confirmation. This morning, we celebrate with great joy the reality that you can join us at the table. Let us all pray together that this celebration can be a renewal for each of us. You can go back to your seats now.